land. So he wanted a different name. But I wasn't trying to be exotic here. The I'm gonna make the motion that we accept Exhibit Foxtrot and reduce those to a 7% increase.
And I'll agree if it just. I think my motion stands. In other words, if any of these have been physically inspected, it would still be accepted from this.
Correct.
But as to this list, assuming that these are not been physically inspected, I would second your motion to add that as the exhibit of the properties that would apply. My motion would apply to.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Exhibit Foxtrot stands.
And that may solve some of our upcoming appeals, I would assume.
Why don't we hold on to Exhibit Foxtrot, and we can cross-reference on a few of these. So, White Wright Mountain Apartments. I know we got about 9 minutes here. This is a bigger deal. Do you want to give them a phone call?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What's the
assessor's number? The assessor's number is going to stand at what it's at because we physically went out, we remeasured it, we started from scratch, everything.
And this is consistent, the square footage, with what you're doing elsewhere. You're standing on these assessed values. How much has it gone up? Probably, you're saying it used to be low income?
I think this is the one where I asked the person if they were low income. But again, I've talked to so many people, I don't want to say I have.
What was it last year? Or 2017?
Yeah, he's thinking that the residential notice provision applies to him, and it's not.
Wesley, is there anything in those notes up there that says this has been low income?
Not that we know.
Because I've not found anything.
The tax commission
can
always tell us, because I'm sure he can deal with this one.
These are the problems on them.
Do we have any idea when this was last inspected?
May 26th.
But I mean prior to that. In other words, he's saying it had 2 million value.
We removed the value for those 70,000.
And White Mountain.
Somebody went out there and did do a reassessment. They didn't do anything because of the value that was set in 2011. So if it was a low income, I'm assuming they just didn't change anything because it was a low income. I can't tell you that answer.
So
I can't
they've been
writing. Tell you what
we've done. Well, my question is, did the BOE change its value, or did the state tax commission change its value? Because typically on a lot of the low income housing apartment complexes, we sent them on to the state tax commission because there was this so much. So I know that.
But so I'm the one who's figuring low income now, and they have to let me know that they are low income or they get assessed at the regular rate.
Right.
And if they come in with their, because there's specific rules on how I figure it.
Sure.
They have to give me the information.
No, that's a job on I'm personally not crazy about some of that, and then because we would have them come in with their income figures, and I think we had one of them come in. I mean, we had them at an 8, like something like this, and they came in saying they were 500,000, and based off their income approach, and we're like, that's BS. So,
well, actually, based on the low income housing, I think they run about a third or a fourth of what this number would be. I'd have to show
you. Well, and that might be. I mean, I get that. I mean, I'm just saying we had one that was a tenth of what it was.
Yeah.
And we had multiples because they can run an income approach. And as you know, you can make things appear different with an income approach.
But what I'm saying to you now is there's an actual page formula that I have to fill in the blanks.
The statute is, they've made a formula.
They cleaned it up. Let's put it that way, Jeff.
How many unit complex is this?
Well, this isn't a low income that we know of.
Not right. That we know of.
Okay. So let's go ahead and make the call. It's okay. I mean, unless you've got something.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, no, this is Chad. May I help you?
Hey, Chad. This is Jeff Reynolds with the Tane County Board of Equalization here with David Akers, another board member, along with our assessor and county clerk. Did I catch you okay time?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Hey, we've been looking through your paperwork here and see your appeal. Your current, I see how your value went up to $4,631,000. One question that we have, are you still a low-income housing apartment complex?
We inherit 20% of that property when we bought it back in 2004. 20% of it was a tax credit property. That was opted out in 2009.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not a tax credit property anymore?
No.
Okay.
And we haven't been for years.
Okay.
How many units do you have there?
There's 240.
And that's out of both complexes?
I guess they originally built that in phases. There's 120 on each, I would say.
Okay.
On each parcel.
What's your average rent?
Our average rent is, hold on, let me get it. I don't want to misspeak.
Sure.
Because I don't really deal with that day to day. I just do the overall financials. The average rent, let's see here, hold on. It is $599 for a two-bedroom and $499 for a one.
How many twos and how many ones?
They're split down the middle.
Okay.
20 of each.
Well, that's easy. I'm doing some math here just to kind of get a bearing on this. Not that this is a comprehensive income approach by any chance. What kind of vacancy rate do you typically have?
We actually have a low one at this rate. We have a 98% occupancy rate.
Wow. So,
and then my argument is the way that this was assessed.
Okay.
Through statute 137.115, clearly states under paragraph 10 that if an assessed value is over 15%, a physical inspection must be done. That paragraph 11 states that it must be that if a physical inspection is to be done, it is supposed to be given to the owner in writing. We never received that. I called originally when we got the first assessment to call that number. The staff member of the assessment office stated that they did not do a physical inspection. There was no note of a physical inspection be done.
Chad, this is David Akers.
Yes.
Chad, we've had a record number of appeals this year, and so this issue has already come up. If you look at that statute and you look at the, if it says if a physical inspection is required under the statute number, if you go to that statute where the notice provision is, it only applies to subclass one. In other words, it's just residential property when it when you have this. You have to, it doesn't apply to commercial property.
Well, you're actually, you have somebody in your own office that is telling everybody to protest it under that statute.
He is residential. It's an apartment, it's a residence.
It's an apartment complex.
Oh, it is residential property.
Right, but he's been riding on the low income since 2011.
Yeah. Well, they said that they opted out of that in 2009, though. So I'm not sure.
But that's another point.
They've been staying at the same valuation the whole time. We physically went out, and this one I'm positive of. We physically went out. We physically did this because this was a huge number jump, and we went out and checked everything.
Where did the card go to? Where did the card go to? Is there a card?
P.O. Box 10280.
Okay.
I guess. Let's add this.
What that statute requires is that they go out and physically do the inspection. They did that, and they also sent a card which says, it says if you want an interior inspection, then you can request that of the assessor's office.
Okay, but it also states that a physical inspection that it must be put in written. I never received anything, and I'm the only one that gets mail from that P.O. box. Only thing I got was the postcard of my new assessment.
And that assessment will say on it, on that assessment, that if you want another inspection, interior inspection, that you have to request it.
But the statute states that if a physical inspection is required, that I'm supposed to get written notes.
Chad, it's our understanding. Okay, and granted,
and
different.
And I also witnessed from my people on the property that actually live on property. No one came and did a physical inspection until a week ago.
We were there in May. And you took pictures, did you not?
May 26th.
We can look on our.
I don't know if I took new pictures because I think there was some already on there. But
we actually have the person who did the inspection here at the.
Okay, then why on June 13th, when I made the phone call about the assessment card, that there was no notes in the computer, and that person in the office said no physical inspection was done.
Okay, do you guys know anything about what he's saying? He said he called and somebody in your office told him.
I have no idea who would tell him that. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Somebody in there. I called the phone number from the original assessment number.
Sure.
417-546-7241.
And we're not doubting you. Chad, we're not doubting what you're saying. I'm just trying to make sure that they have complied with what they're required to under that statute, which is they have to do the physical inspection. And I have no reason to believe this gentleman didn't come out there. I mean, because they've made a specific assessment, they've done it physically in this case. And then if the card, and we've been through this, the card tells you that if you want another inspection with your interior, you can request that, and they will come out.
Well, I did call before June 30th for this, and that's all he told me is about this statute. He said that there is no notes in the computer that a physical inspection was done, or any notes on this on either parcel. So I took it as that was procedurally done wrong, and basically that's all I had to do. So somebody in your office is doing opposite than what the assessor or the boss is saying.
Well, and the other thing, Chad, you need to understand, when you say your office, the assessor's office. I mean, we're sitting up here as a volunteer, independent citizen board, trying to make a decision. So,
well, it obviously went up way over 15%, and
okay. So Ty was in there May the 2nd with the update on what was going on. May the 2nd. That was before the cards went out, even.
So,
it was
the only card that I received was on May 28th. But again,
right.
Did it say anything about a physical assessment? It already gave me the new assessment value. It didn't give me anything about a physical report, inspection being made, or anything.
It's a little postcard, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you
go up 41 to 42%.
Can you see the notes up there?
In 1 year for any property. Is detrimental to the property.
Well, Okay. And we've had this issue